for almost 9 years in Dubai. 9 years ago, I didn't know where Dubai was. It's on the Persian Gulf. It's 70 miles across the water from Iran. The United Arab Emirates borders Saudi Arabia. Our city is home to, I think, 200 nationalities, including many of them unreached with the gospel. So the guy who sweeps the street in front of my house every morning is from the Sylheti Bengali people group from Bangladesh. So he comes from an unreached people group. There are Iranian university students aplenty in my city. There is a North Korean restaurant that I've been to in Dubai. You won't have that here in the U.S. And then, of course, there's the indigenous people. The Emiratis are totally unreached. The combination of Islam on the one hand and oil wealth on the other is a potent mix, and they are resistant to the gospel. You know, it's amazing. In Kabul, Afghanistan, at Christmas, there are sometimes gatherings of 100 indigenous believers. In Saudi Arabia, there are reports of dozens and dozens of converts. But in the wealthy, small oil states like the UAE, Kuwait, Qatar, there's virtually no gospel response. It's a Muslim country where I live. Proselytizing the indigenous people is illegal. Distributing literature will quickly get you deported, or worse. But it's culturally complex because the majority population is not the Emiratis. They're a distinct minority in their own country. So in my city, Dubai, they're 10 to 15% of the population. In other places, they're upwards of 40 or 50%. The place is awash with foreign influence. And among those foreigners are many churches. The Emirati people are generous. They're hospitable people. His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum is the ruler of my emirate, and he gave us land on which we've built an evangelical building. So we're there with the permission of the sheikhs. They protect us from people who would wish to do us harm. So a few years ago at Easter time, they, without announcement, without explaining it, they cordoned off the entire area, and they began providing bus service because apparently there had been credible threats of some sort of terrorist activity, a backlash because another church was being raised in Doha, Qatar. But what I'm trying to do is just paint a picture of where I live. That's the setting of our ministry. It's a global city, it's English language ministry, and it's in the midst of lots of different unreached people groups. Now, let me share with you during our time together three lessons that I have learned from ministry in the United Arab Emirates for the last 9 years. Three lessons that I pray will have an impact on you. Number one is the church is God's evangelistic plan, not InterVarsity, not Crew, not a seminary, not any parachurch entity. I love all those organizations, and I've benefited greatly from them. But they're not the biblically ordained instrument for the advancement of the kingdom to the nations. No, that's the church.